Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Five. And as we know, if you read, I was reading Tomás Ryan from Trinity in the Sunday Business Post, and he was saying one of the reasons why we're back where we are at the minute, we are where we are at the minute, with the spike, the awful spike in the lockdown, is because one of the testing and tracing didn't get up to speed, contact tracing, and two, the airports weren't closed. Now, we're told that tracing is getting up to speed, but as you would have heard, beginning last Friday, we were contacted by people who were applying. It's been done by a recruitment company, apparently. The process seems to be extraordinarily difficult and cumbersome. Mary, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
You applied for COVID tracing, and what happened? The position.
A few days ago, I just said I'd have a look and see how it would go. So I went into the HSE website. I think I picked up a link there. I'm not really sure, but anyway, I got into the application form, we'll say. And so, it was very difficult, very complicated. And it starts initially with a kind of maybe a drop-down box. What's your background?
Okay.
And the background drop-downs are all medical. So that kind of put me straight out. But I put in one of them anyway, which was cheating, do you know what I mean? Just to see where it would go.
Okay.
And I just wanted to see how it proceeded. Now, the reason I was doing this joke was because I'm home alone for the second time in lockdown. You know, I'm retired and gets a bit weary.
Okay.
So I thought I might get out of the house for a few days, or maybe it's a full-time job. Actually, I don't even know if it's paid or if it's volunteering. I haven't a clue. That was my motivation for it.
Okay.
So therefore, I kind of couldn't believe that, well, if you hadn't a medical background, first of all, you're out. But anyway, as I said, I continued down the boxes and down the list. And my degree from college, where was that from? And what level was it? And then they asked for the marks. And I don't think I ever knew my maths from college years ago.
And did they look for your leaving cert as well?
I'm trying to remember now.
They do, apparently.
I think they asked about the leaving cert.
But they want your results. They want your grades in the leaving cert.
I was going to look it up now before I came online again, but I can't actually remember about the leaving cert. That seemed okay if I could provide leaving cert results, but the grades from college would be, you know, they'd be long gone. You know, you'd have a level one or a level two or a level three nowadays, whatever.
Well, but you say you helped the citizens. You volunteered the citizens' information. You're a retired teacher, still very young, in your late 50s. And you say, obviously, experience, discretion, organisational skills, focus and ability to deal with public are not skills required. Did you actually did you finish the application form?
No, I didn't. When it got to employers and referees, I filled that out. And then it got to next employment, and next thing. But you couldn't proceed without, I gave up. That's basically it.
You gave up.
Now, at the end of the day, I was going nowhere anyway, because if I applied on that form and I was called, I'd have to admit that I hadn't actually a medical background. But my problem is I couldn't for the life of me figure out, when loads of us are sitting at home with skills, why we couldn't even get to at least talk to someone and let them know
we're here. And why has it taken so long? I'm sure there's hundreds, if not thousands, of public and civil servants who would have been willing to switch to tracing over the last few months, which, as Tomás Ryan said, if we had been up and running, now we are where we are. But I'm sure there are thousands of civil servants who would gladly switch to tracing. And I say, you were willing to do it. You weren't applying for the money. You were willing to do it for the volunteer. I know. Rightly so. Yeah, you should be paid for your work.
Even now, you know, I have time to be looking it up before I came online, really. But I just wasn't sure. Is this volunteer? Enough. But I said, even if it wasn't, I might get out for 2 days a week and do this.
But your qualifications as a teacher, etc., citizens' information, didn't count it for nothing. Let me bring in Emma Impicciati. Emma, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
Did you apply to become a contact tracer?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm actually a graduate from Sweden.
Okay.
And I applied on the 21st of September to be contact tracer.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an email back to say they're only looking for clinical roles to be filled. And then on the 7th of October, I received another email saying, thanks for your email. Actually, we have an urgent requirement for contact tracing.
Great,
if you're
great.
Still interested,
that's what we were told.
Can you fill
yeah,
in the
yeah,
application? Yeah. So I went ahead and I filled that in. And a couple of days later, I was sent an invitation for a Garda vetting.
Okay.
And then now it's 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything back. So I rang the Garda vetting centre down in Tipperary.
Yeah.
And they said, actually, no, it's up to the employer to send you a link. So the link basically invites you then to fill out an
okay.
application to be Garda vetted. So I emailed the HBS recruitment services again and
okay.
asked them what the story was, why I haven't received a link, that I'm available, and I haven't heard anything back from them since.
So when did you get the email saying we've an urgent requirement for contact?
That was the 7th of October.
And we're now towards the end of October.
Yeah.
And are where are you? Have you got your Garda vetting?
No. So when I rang the Garda vetting centre down in Tipperary, I was left an entry ID, but it was only part of the invitation. So when I called that out to the person I was on the phone with, she actually said that, no, that isn't an application ID. You haven't been sent the link to fill in your Garda application yet.
So
I was waiting the 3 weeks thinking I'd already filled in the Garda application, but I hadn't.
So have you actually applied?
No. Well, no. I've
you haven't been
out the whole
sorry,
application.
It's not that you want to apply. You applied before you even got the email. That's where you got the email saying, we know you've expressed an interest, please, we've an urgent
yeah.
requirement. And you're saying 3 weeks later, your application still isn't officially recognised as of yet.
No. So I filled out the whole application on the 7th of October, awaiting the Garda vetting. That was on the 13th of October, but that was only an invitation. It wasn't the actual application
right.
for the Garda vetting process to begin.
Okay. Do you still want to do it?
Yeah, of course I want to do it. It's just quite frustrating because obviously I'm sitting here, I'm looking for a job, and then there's a job that needs to be filled, but there's someone who isn't putting that kind of together and saying, okay, well...
By the way, how long, how many pages in the application form?
I think it's something like 13 or 14.
Okay. And you're qualified in terms of... I know they were looking for leaving cert results or whatever, and...
Yeah, I just finished my master's in June, so...
Oh, hello, yeah, that pretty jumps... out, all right. That's good. Okay, Emma. As I say, you're echoing what a lot of people are telling us, for some reason. And let's hope those in power can hear it. Mary and Emma. Emma's unusual second name. You're not from Sweden?
No. I'm Irish. My dad's Italian, but I finished my master's over in Sweden in June.
And have you got Italian relations?
I do indeed.
And what are you hearing from them insofar as you're in Gandhi about COVID?
So they're they're all in a lockdown again.
Yeah, I see that, yeah.
Over in Italy. So, but all of them are keeping safe. So that's
good.
That's amazing.
Okay. Thanks, Emma.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Mary. Let me go quickly to Cormac. Sorry for holding you there, Cormac. Cormac in Tipperary, is it your partner that's in the HSE?
Yes, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. Go ahead, Cormac.
So my partner is working in the Midlands Regional Hospital in Tullamore.
Okay.
And is working on a ward. Last Monday gone, there was 3 confirmed positive cases on the ward. So she got tested and got her results on Monday evening from the hospital and received the text on Friday stating that her results were negative.
Okay.
So it's taken a 4-day lead time to get your results through the tracing, but because she was working as a nurse, she could get her results that day in the hospital.
Right.
So that was her first test since this pandemic started in March as a nurse.
First test?
Her first test. And she has been working 4 nights every week.
And the test was prompted by positive cases on the ward?
Yes. So she went back into work this week and there has been another 13 confirmed cases on the ward.
Positive
cases. And they are stating they're not going to reswab her.
And why? Are they saying why?
They're saying because she is wearing all her PPE gear and that she is not at a high risk, but there has been confirmed cases of staff in the hospital and on the ward of COVID-19, and they've been wearing all their PPE gear. Now, Joe, I would just like to say to your listeners too, like, I was abroad in France working, and I was able to go to a laboratory straight across the road from where I was working and get three tests a week on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday. And I had my results the following day, 24 hours later, for each test.
Okay.
I just really don't understand how...
And I'm very conscious that your partner, the hospital environment's difficult enough anyway, but yeah. She's coming home to the family environment.
That's it. She's coming home to me and a four-year-old son, you know, and like last Monday and Tuesday, I had to take off work because... she was in contact with somebody that was positive. So I implemented myself of not going to work because I'm an engineer and I do be going around the country. I says there's no point just in case she is positive. But she's also not been informed on the night. We'd say if she's going into a shift tonight, she wouldn't be informed of what she's going in to deal with. Like, for instance, two nights ago she went in and there was 8 confirmed cases on the ward where... they only had told her when she arrived to work.
That was she didn't know before she went in?
Absolutely, didn't have a clue. They're making them work 14-hour shifts, and the HSE are giving out to them. There's two different types of masks they can wear. There's the surgical masks, which everybody is wearing in the country at the moment.
Yeah.
They only last for about 30 minutes protection due to the wear and your carbon monoxide. There's a PF4 mask, which gives them an hour protection. But the HSE and the head nurses are saying that, or the head medical officials are saying, there's no, do not use them because they're costing €600 a box.
And what's the atmosphere among the staff in the hospital, Cormac?
It's dismal because, it's very hard for families as well at home because you're trying to console them and keep them going, but... she's at breaking point now, Joe, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And what about the union? Well, most people in hospitals are members of unions. Are they not taking up the issue? Or maybe they are to no avail.
In fairness to her, she sent several emails, several phone calls, and nobody is listening. It's ridiculous what's going on. Where I was out in France, as I was saying, working, I'm available to get 3 tests a week and get 3 results a week, where our frontline workers, who are unreal, as everybody knows, the nurses do 90% of the work in the hospitals, in fairness to them. They're run ragged.
I see in Belgium, they've got such a state in Belgium where they're asking medical staff who are COVID positive to stay and work, to keep working, because they're stretched so much.
It's funny, Joe, because they want to control this virus and get it under control. But if you have healthcare workers that are working in a hospital that are spreading the virus and patients are coming in, how are you supposed to get it under control? It's impossible. It's going to spread like wildfire.
Okay.
These nurses and doctors should be tested at least twice a week.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah.
It takes 30 seconds to get your swab done. And it gives people at home a peace of mind.
Yeah. Okay, Cormac, thanks indeed, and kind regards to you and your family. By the way, long statement from the HSE about contact tracing. To date, there have been 2,615 applications received by the recruitment company who were hired, obviously, by the HSE, CPL, for the role of level 1 and 2 contact tracer. 1,000 people have been interviewed. We have had no concerns expressed by any of those who have applied to date. Okay, that's fair enough. All our listeners are ghosts. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.